When we ask the Beit HaMikdash to be rebuilt, we ask that it should be a Binyan Olam. What does a Binyan Olam mean? So the Magid Tzedek explains, a Binyan Olam is that it's an eternal building. This should be a building that will never be destroyed again. One where there will be no Babylonians, there will be no Romans, and this will be a building that will last forever. Perhaps it also means it's a building that's built by Hashem, and because Hashem himself builds the building, of course, no mortal human being will be able to destroy it or touch it in any way whatsoever. The Amshinov Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Shalom of Amshinov, explains, what does it mean, Binyan Olam? Yeah, it means it's an eternal building. But it also means a building where there's no deficiency at all. Olamis, la'olam, is something which has an element of eternity to it, an element of perfection to it. This is a building that comes to its perfect tikkun and brings the world to a perfect tikkun as well. But at the same time as having this building, that there's a binyan olam, an eternal building, a perfect building, a building that through this the world will be perfected, it's something that comes side by side with it. We're asking for the restoration of Malchus Beis David. Which the Bach explains, we want Yerushalayim to be built very soon, in order that the Malchus Beis David should be safely ensconced in Yerushalayim. And this is something which is fundamental to Kvod Shamayim. That Hashem's covet, Hashem's honor and glory, is not full and complete in the world without having a mortal earthly king from Malchus Beis David sitting on the throne as a representative, as an expression, so to speak, of Kvod Shamayim. Because right now, in the world of Golos, we have a Yad Al Keska. Amalek's hand, so to speak, is on the throne of Hashem. Amalek is interfering, is intervening, stopping Hashem's revelation being total in the world, evidently and obviously preventing Malchus Beis David from being able to sit on that throne, from being able to reflect Kvod Shamayim. Interestingly enough, there are those that say when you say V'chisei David, you actually want to daven for Mashiach ben Yosef. The Mashiach ben Yosef has the ability to be misakin the pgam of Yoram ben Nevas. But really, the ikka thing you're meant to daven for, v'chisei David mehir l'sei chatachin, is this idea of Mechias HaMalik. Right? And this is happening really through the Torah itself. The koyach of Torah will have the ability, the Ar HaElokei will have the ability to absolutely destroy and burn up Amalek in a spiritual sense. And then everything will be in its right place. Hashem's kisei will be shalim. This idea of the kisei David mehir l'sei chatachin is the full hisgalus of Elokus in the world. All of humanity accepting it, no fighting, no infighting, no external fighting. Everybody accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingship in the world, which is expressed through Malchus Beis David itself, and that's really what we're davening for Mashiach. Chisei David Mehir L'Sei Chatachin is really what we need in order to bring the world to its shlemus.